welcome everybody to RP Grinders episode 693. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric RPG, and the Break Man himself, Break Man the Bold. Gentlemen, how are you guys doing today?
Well, I'm kind of in a weird spot, personally. For the first time in my life, I find myself... I mean, not my life, but, you know, she hasn't been around that long, but I find myself agreeing with MTG. Peach trees are a horrible thing. They need to be burned and removed from society.
I like
to save future generations from peaches. Eric's been indoctrinated into the peach people. We gotta stop the peaches.
Are you talking metaphorically?
No, peach trees must be destroyed. That's what she was talking about, right? Was destroying peach trees?
Oh, okay. I see what you're getting.
I mean, because I agree, peaches are disgusting.
Love peaches, man. So I mean,
see, you've been indoctrinated too. See, we gotta save future generations.
Right. Peach well, trees, we gotta go. Look, Break. I know exactly what you're getting at, man, and I know you've been itching to talk about this all week.
I don't know about you, Break, but I think peaches are better than melons.
Oh God, no doubt, Eric. No
see,
doubt.
Brainwashed. I'm trying to save the future. Poor kids. Yeah. Poor guys. Well, there's nothing I can do to save you guys now.
Plums make good wine.
Yeah. Well, look, we're going to have this discussion later on in the show. It's the elephant in the room. We need to talk about it. I know. Based on the Twitter feed, Break, I've been monitoring it off and on. You're on fire this week, sir. So you're going to have your say when we get to free for all, because we're going to be talking about all this stuff.
I made some people mad today.
I did see that. I did. Woo! You stirred the hornet's nest, sir. So, Skodema says the epic intro music. Thanks, man. I paid good money for that, actually. to make Sanford and Son, because the jerks that I wanted to borrow their 8-bit version for the intro wouldn't let us unless we paid like a shit ton of money. So I was like, look, if I'm gonna pay money, I'll pay somebody to make my own. And I did, and I put it on YouTube, and it's like gaining traction as like the top. I can't wait till it overtakes the other one as like the most popular Sanford and Son 8-bit intro, because then I'm gonna laugh. So
I didn't know there was a competition.
There is, man. It's weird. Like I contacted these people, right? They're like this I don't know if it's people or a guy or what, but they wanted like an exorbitant amount of money to like use their intro for like 6 episodes. They're like, "Oh, you could use it for 6 episodes for this amount of money." And I'm like, "Are you high? I'm like doing you a solid by promoting the motherfucker on my show." Even though we only have like 5 listeners, but
I was gonna say, like, who does he think we're advertising for? Like, does he think like, we have a large audience or something?
I know. But I was like, dude, come on, man. I mean, really? And they wouldn't even take in like less money. I was willing to like give them less money for because I didn't know what I was gonna do, and I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'll just pay somebody on Fiverr, you know, like $60 to create me a fucking new one. So there we go. That's what I did, and it sounds better than the other one. So I actually paid for 2 versions. The other version Eric didn't like so much, so I had to pay for another one that was less. I know, Eric cost me money. How do you feel, sir, that you cost me extra money, Eric?
No, my ears thank me.
Oh, man, you guys are something else. All right, let's get into it, man. We got lots of news. Let's try to do as many headlines as we can. If you guys want to discuss something, obviously, you know, feel free. But here we go.
RPG News.
All right, Eric, you are up, sir.
Okay, from RPG site, we've got an announcement for the next Saga game release. Romancing Saga Menstrual Song Remastered, set to release this winter for PlayStation 4, 5, Nintendo Switch, PC, and mobile devices. They completely gave up on Xbox, because no one bought the other Saga releases. Include HD visuals, new quality of life features, and new elements. Hopefully they get rid of the weapon durability system, or at least tweak it so it's less annoying to deal with.
God, weapon durability in games just needs to go away.
It's the only saga in the game in the series that had a durability system, and the original game didn't, for some reason. Yeah. But, maybe it just didn't play it enough, but it, on the face of it, when I found out it had a durability system, I was like, oh, this is not great, because I don't have to fix weapons.
It kind of reminds me visually of Ys, but like cel-shaded. Like, I don't know, I can't explain it. It's kind
of
weird.
So a lot of people were harshing on the character models, but yeah, like, I don't understand. It was a PS2 RPG from a small development team with a low budget, and they were probably using middleware. And if they played Scarlet Graces and they liked that game, this game's visual style is cop. Or that game's visual style is cop from this, really.
You know,
it looks slightly better.
I agree, Eric. I think it being too harsh on a game's visuals, which I know I've been kind of critical of certain visuals and stuff, but I think if you're too critical, you're not doing the game justice. I mean, I as much as I don't like strategy games, one thing about Disgaea that I like, at first it looked too kiddie for me, but the story actually was really mature and the concepts and stuff. You got to give it a chance. That's what I'm saying.
One thing I don't care for is the game's also coming to the mobile devices, and I feel like the game's performance might be hamstrung because of that.
Ooh, that's a good point. Well, we'll find out. It's coming out soon.
Because three and two, and I'm guessing even Saga or Saga Frontier Remastered suffer from this as well. But there were some frame pacing issues, which it really shouldn't be a thing. And I think Saga Frontier Remastered should have been 60 FPS instead of 30, and I think mobile's to blame for that. Even though the mobile version of Saga Frontier Remastered doesn't exist yet, it probably will eventually.
That's a great observation, Eric, and I'm actually curious to see what they do with this game as far as like frame pacing and frames and stuff. Hopefully it's 60 FPS, and we don't have to worry about it. Because that, I mean, mobile games can handle 60 FPS, right? I mean, it shouldn't be a problem with
that. Yeah, but when they make a mobile game, they usually target the weakest ones.
Yeah, I know.
That are capable of playing it without too much issue.
Yeah, it shouldn't. I mean, they shouldn't ever, I mean, from this point on, worry about 30 frames. They should always do 60. Because, I mean, these devices are fucking amazing, man. They can handle quite a bit. Freak Five's in chat. What's up, Freak Five?
Plus, 3 and Saga Frontier Remastered had like menu interface jank as well.
Ugh, yuck.
Like, you could tell they prepped this for mobile device first and foremost.
Yeah. Let me know when they make a Romancing Saga minstrel game. Well, this is close. This is minstrel. So there you go, minstrel song. All right, Break, you're up next.
Oh, wait, those are two different things? Never mind. Coming to us live.
You're a minstrel.
What'd you say?
I said you're a minstrel.
That's what I thought you said. Coming to us live from RPG Site, longtime Final Fantasy producer and Kingdom Hearts originator Shinji Hashimoto retires. Well, congratulations to him. Let me see here. On the Final Fantasy side of things, Hashimoto first worked as a publicity producer for Final Fantasy VII, having joined Square from Bandai.
Yeah. I wonder if it was so much he retired so much as he jumped ship before it got crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually think what he says is actually kind of endearing, the quote that he's, you know, that's their break. He says, "Good day, everyone. As of today, 31st May, I'm leaving my job due to entering retirement age."
it doesn't say his age, though. That's what I'm trying to find in here.
I think he's like,
his hair's completely gray. He's got to be in his late 60s.
Yeah, he's like late 60s, early 70s, man. I mean, he's probably made a shit ton of money. I mean,
that's, for me, like, the 70s, that's the time to retire. Like, you've got not much life left. You should enjoy it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Your entire life, fucking enjoy it.
100%.
I'm surprised Hamasu is still... I guess that's one, the one thing he wants to do before he retires, is just get all these games out before Square decides to go nuts or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He started with 7.
Seven. Yeah. As a publicity producer. Let me see. From then on, Hashimoto held a major role on pretty much every major offline Final Fantasy title from then on, they said. Why would they say from then on and then end the sentence from then on?
I know.
That's not good editing.
I know.
Anyway.
Freak says 20 years till he can retire. Sorry, Break. Go ahead.
It's a long time before I can retire. I know. For the latter 10 years of his tenure at Squinix, he acted as the Final Fantasy brand manager, overseeing the entire series. Wow. That's a lot of work. It was a role he found in internet fame as the laughing executive face of the Squinix Please Be Excited meme.
Yeah.
That's the real reason he's quit. He's like, I'm sick of these internet trolls and fucking memes.
MXC is exiled, son of a bitch.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so he's retiring. There we go.
Yeah, Thank you for a quick word. I agree with you, Brake. I think I actually think once you reach the age of like 60, you should have the ability to retire, and the government should give you a check for all your hard work, you know? I mean, instead it keeps going up. I mean, there's talk of Social Security being like 72 now. I mean, pretty soon it's going to be 80, and nobody will ever see Social Security. You know, it's just the way it is. It's sad.
It's something that's never going to be addressed because everybody comes in there and they just kick the can down the road, you know?
Yeah.
Just like they've done with, like the Democrats have done with like abortion and gun control, you know? I should say Clinton did something with gun control, but not enough. But for the most part, it's been, we could do something about abortion, or we could kind of string them along and get votes later on.
Freak 5 is exiled too, you son of a bitch. All right.
I gotta see what he said.
Come on, load, chat, load. No, you don't.
I thought Frank first retired after helping build the first Egyptian pyramid.
Well, you didn't read MXT's comment.
Oh, right, MXT said he retired the first time after the Roman Civil War. Oh.
You guys are sons of bitches. I'm walking off this show.
The pyramid's even older than the Roman
Civil War. Oh, God. Shut up, Eric. You don't have to add.
He might not have worked on either one, so I'm trying to find out when he retired. We've assumed he worked on all this because he's around.
I'm never retired.
He retired after advising God how to create the universe.
On the seventh day, Frank retired.
You guys are, man, you're sons of bitches, man. That's all I got to say. All right. In other job news, Game Freak co-founder Junichi Masuda steps down from managing director role and is appointed chief creative fellow for the Pokemon company. So this is actually, this isn't a lateral move for him. This is a step up in pay for sure, I'm pretty sure. So Game Freak did a lot of Pokemon games, but he's done such a great job. Pokemon Company decided to just hire him as like their main dude. I don't know what chief creative fellow means, but I know it's
similar to Miyamoto's position in Nintendo now.
Oh, I got you. Well, he's making a shit ton of money.
Board of executive decisions, really.
Well, he's making a shit ton of money. Well, good for him, and he deserves it because, man, everything that Game Freak has put out has like been gold. All right, Eric, next story, please. How dare you, Freak 5?
It's okay. Assassin's Creed Origins got an FPS patch as of yesterday for the Xbox Series X and S and PlayStation 5.
Does anybody know if that does Odyssey run in 60 FPS?
They already did it last year.
Okay, good. Because I have Odyssey, and I would wait for the patch before I started playing that game again. I started playing that game; it's just fucking hard, man.
I wonder if the patch also includes improved load times because just increasing FPS will just only do that.
Yeah.
And the load times for Assassin's Creed Origins, they aren't bad, but like they could be better.
Yeah. Well, they should be better on the newer consoles for sure. All right, Break, what do we got next?
I got a mouthful of a title here. Coming to us live from RPG site, Made in Abyss,
Binary
Star, Falling into Darkness. It's one long title. It launches September 2nd. That'll be on the PlayStation 4, Nintendo Switch, and PC. This game is coming from Spike Chunsoft and Chime Corporation. Binary Star Falling into Darkness is a 3D action RPG based off the manga anime series. Spike Chunsoft previously detailed its two main game modes, Hello Abyss, which creates storyline of the manga anime series, and Deep in Abyss, which is a game original storyline written by series author Akihito Tsukushi with a player-created cave raider.
I think you kind of blend those that last name together, so it's like Tsukushi. I think that's how you say that.
Tsukushi? Yeah.
Okay. I think. Tsukushi. I'm not really great with Japanese, but I'm learning. Now, Eric, is this something to get excited for, or should we, like, you know? Mm-hmm. He's like, what? That says it all. Are you excited for Made in Abyss, Eric?
I don't know. I mean, it looks like it's a kind of an action game more than an RPG. And
I hate that.
And anime licensed games can be hit or miss, so yeah. I need to see more.
All right. We'll wait on this one. How dare you, break man? Laugh.
I didn't say it. I'm just laughing at what he said.
Yeah. All right. This comes to us from. Okay. How dare you?
I gotta say this because people listen are like, "Why is that?"
Oh God.
Frank then came out of retirement and helped Noah build the Ark. He didn't retire again in anger because the Ark wasn't needed. Spoiler alert: there was no biblical flood.
And then I mentioned that you want royalties for the Ark. Being displayed in Ken Ham's museum. Which I think still exists because
there's the Ark exhibit in Kentucky too.
That's what I was talking about.
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay, that's that thing's huge. That was ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, just looking at that huge Ark, you couldn't fit every species of animal in that Ark at all. But anyways,
apparently there were like 10 species of animals back then.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I mean, back in the day, they only had like, you know, like one giraffe and like.
It's like right.
All right. Alaloth, Champions of the Four Kingdoms gets a new gameplay trailer, which I'm playing right now. And you would have seen if you were on the feed live every Friday, 7 Eastern time. But you're not here, so you can't see it. Well, the people in chat can see it, but you can't. It's been a while since we've seen our footage, but it's basically an isometric action RPG a la Diablo. We always say Diablo-like when we talk about these type of games, but this game kind of embodies that. It looks really pretty, though. But, you know, I will say it looks like a little further drawn-out perspective than a Diablo, which may affect the way that you view this game, because I think that would be a little distracting for me. If I had to play it like this, but it looks pretty. I mean, from the visuals that they're showing on this little non-gameplay trailer. But there's gameplay finally. But it's cool. They have cool little animations. Like I said, it looks a little too far, like away from the action. Like you're looking from the top of like a hill, as opposed to like the top of like, you know, like a two-story building or something. That's the best way that I can describe it, but looks okay. So there's the trailer, and we're sticking to it. So
you never get close enough to me with the camera in this.
Yeah. This one's pulled further away, so it might bother you a little bit. I mean, you could see more of the terrain, which is really cool, but you need the ability to zoom in and out.
You know, I want like a full view of the map. Far out, and then I want to be able to zoom in like the hairline of the person,
like right up in the grill, man.
Yeah,
you want to see the tartar on those teeth, you know? It's like,
right. You know? But you got a cavity back there, buddy.
I know. You need that fixed, man. Go, you know that if you let that go too long, you're gonna have to have it removed. You know, it's like, yeah. Yeah. All right. Let's move on to the next story from RPGsite.net, and this has to do. We talked about Pokemon earlier. Pokemon Scarlet and Violet make their way to the Nintendo Switch on November 18th. So worldwide release date of the 18th. So there you go. There's a little trailer which I put out. Now, Eric, I guarantee Eric, you're gonna be first in line to get this one, right?
Mm.
Yeah.
I just noticed the developer for the Alloff game is called Gamera Interactive.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Let's see. Yeah, Freak says, I want to zoom in on the ass and see the hemorrhoids. Yeah, exactly.
Ooh,
yeah.
Ouch.
I mean, that's getting right up in there, man. Close up and see those nose hairs, Skotima says. Yeah, I mean, you know, zoom in and see the top of someone's pubes through their clothes, you know, like type thing. You know, that's...
I can see what color underwear you're wearing.
I know, right? Somebody did, I saw... On Twitter, somebody did like a mod for Final Fantasy VII for Tifa, like had the jiggle physics going, and also like the panty. You know, you could definitely see the panties.
I would
like
do that because it'd be funny to me.
It was kind of funny,
sure, but I'm sure the guy who did that was like.
I mean, Tifa's sexualized enough. She didn't need any more sexualization. Right.
Nudity in video games is fucking funny to me.
They haven't gotten it right yet, Break, but it's getting close, man. It's like getting really, really close. You know what's weird? It's like YouTube is very anti-nudity, right? But video games, all day long, man. I was watching the ending to Far Cry 3 the other day, like one of the alternate endings. And like you have sex with one of the main villains, and she kills you and stuff, and you can see her, you know, full nudity, no problem.
What
man.
The hell?
Yeah, no problem, man. On YouTube, you can see any of that.
No, I mean, she kills you. Like you have sex with her.
Oh, dude!
Like the sex is so bad, she fucking kills you. Like,
no,
fuck.
Just she even says, "Oh, I knew you were a great warrior or whatever," you know. But then, yeah, right after she kills him, and she says, "Our child will be." You know, the new ruler and blah, blah, blah. You know, all this stuff. Yeah. okay. Eric, next story, please. You got to watch it, Break. It's
Next good. Story is Warhammer 40K.
Yes, yeah. You hear, Break? Break, man. Can you hear us?
Mm.
Keep going, Eric.
Anyways, Alcat Games... reveals turn-based classic RPG Warhammer 40,000.
I can't hear you, but if you hang up on me.
Yes, we will, Break. I will hang up on you.
Yeah, hang up and call me back.
All right. Hey, Eric, I'm going to hang up on you real quick, too, and I'll call you guys right back. Yeah, it's sucks to go through all this and... lose people, but I'm going to do this again. Let's see if, wow, come on. You know, Skype problems suck. Do we have everybody back?
I'm here.
Okay, Break.
I never hung up, though, I don't think.
Break, are you here? Here, let me hang up on Break. Remove from call, and I will call him back. Go ahead and continue on, Eric.
Anyways, the new Warhammer game called Rogue Trader for PC and consoles, and the console's been specified, but I guess it's happening. Alcat Games is working with Games Workshop, and I'm trying to find out things about this game, and it looks like an action RPG.
Yeah.
Or I don't know, maybe Baldur's Gate-ish.
Yeah. I mean sort of like that. Let's try to get Break back in the convo here. Calling him. Found Jay's Pillow on Amazon for what is Jay's Pillow? I don't even know what that is. Oh, you mean oh my god, that pillow that he humps all the time, is that the one? Freak Five? Trying to call Break back right now. It's not Break back. Let me hang up on you, Eric, and then I'll call you both back as well. Let me end this, remove you, and then I'll call everybody back. You guys are gonna hear a Skype little thing here. I do apologize, but let me. Let me go ahead and call Breakman first, I guess. Actually, let me call Eric first, because I know for sure Eric will be good to go, so let's call Eric. What up, Eric? Let's try to get Break back in. I don't know what's going on here. There we go. All right, in response to... there we go. Okay, we're trying to call Break now. Don't know what's going on, so let me just continue on with the news here. Break, do we have you back just yet? Oh, unavailable, Break, man. Let me type that.
Oh, Break streak ends, I guess.
I know. We almost had it. We almost had him for the full show. Let me read this next one. New Dragon Age project is titled Dragon Age Dreadwolf, which sounds fucking awesome.
But this is also EA, or BioWare, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, I've been impressed with the past couple of Dragon Age games. The only one I didn't like was Dragon Age 2, but that's well documented. I think Dragon Age 2 is one of the worst RPGs of all time, but I mean, it's pretty solid work, Eric. They're not like, you know, the greatest RPGs of all time or anything, but you know, pretty good in my opinion. So, you know. All right. Eric, next story, please.
Next story is called a game called Inkbound. Shiny Shoe Productions. Or just Shiny Shoe, I don't know. Monster Train developer Shiny Shoe announced that their next project, Inkbound, it's a roguelike RPG set to release in early 2023 for PC. That'll have online multiplayer co-op support. And you can sign up for beta access if you want to participate in the beta. But it's got furries in it, I guess.
I mean, it looks good, Eric. Very, very colorful. It's unlike anything I've ever seen, man. I mean, maybe Warcraft comes to mind as far as like the coloring scheme, but it pops even more than that.
It's called Inkbound because it revolves around books that serve as gateways to new worlds.
Yeah. All right. Anything else on that, Eric?
No, not really. There's a couple other things here, but nah, I'll just...
Yeah. Earlier, we were talking about Final Fantasy and Tifa, but here's an actual Final Fantasy story. Final Fantasy 16 launches summer 2023 for the PS5, so that's really cool. There's some key staff here. Producer Naoki Yoshida, main director Hiyoshi Takai, director of The Last Remnant. Ooh, that's cool. How dare you, Freak 5? That's a definite exile. I'm going to boot you out of chat for that one. Let's see. Creative director and original screenplay is Katsutoyo Mahiro. Main scenario writer of Final Fantasy, 14, Realm Reborn and Heavensward. Localization director is Michael Christopher Koji Fox. Localization director for Final Fantasy 14. Art director Satoshi Mingawa. And that... is, let's see, director and visual designer for Final Fantasy 12, and a couple more, so definitely some great...
Well, somebody from Devil May Cry is working on the game, and the game very much has a battle system that's reminiscent of that. But yeah. It also looks like it has this extra battle system that happens when you fight the other dominants, and you have a kaiju battle, and it plays kind of like a fighting game.
All right, so there you go. I think Final Fantasy 16 is shaping up to look really, really good. So I think it's going to be a great game. All right, Eric, next story.
Next story is the Sega Mega Drive Mini 2. Sega announces today. Anyways, at their new project announcement stream... anyways, they'll release it on October 27th in Japan with a price tag of 10,978 yen, which is about $100.
Okay.
But That makes it a little bit more expensive than the first one, which was about 80. Who knows what will be if they bring it over to the West, and I hope they do, because it includes the 50 games, which includes Sega CD titles. I wish it were Sega CD titles in addition to the 50 games, because they could have just added all the stuff they had the last time, plus this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, the games are okay, I would say. I mean, what do you think, Eric?
A full list of games that were shown on the stream include Sylpheed, Shining Force CD, Sonic the Hedgehog CD, Mansion of Hidden Souls, Potful Mail, Virtua Racing, Bonanza Brothers, Shining in the Darkness, Thunder Force 4, Magical Taruto.
And Fantasy
Zone. Taruto, sorry. And Fantasy Zone.
Yeah. Breakman, do we have you back?
I hope so.
Yes, we do. Right on, man.
Okay, thank God. It's freaking annoying.
We were just talking about the Mega Drive 2 that they're going to be selling. You interested in this, Break?
Mega Drive Mini 2. Yeah.
Will it be coming to the States, though?
I'm sure.
I don't know.
I'm sure. I mean, I don't know if this will... Yeah. Go ahead.
What?
But if it's anything like the last one, you can always import it if it doesn't for some reason, because it probably will have English ROMs on it, like before.
Yeah.
It really should come to the States. Like, I would definitely get it. I'm waiting for them to do it again with Nintendo and the Super Nintendo.
Oh, I want a Super Nintendo one, man, big time. Like, I would pay for a mini Super Nintendo for sure. Especially if it had like Metroid and, you know, all the Zelda stuff, and, you know, I mean, it'd be worth it for me. I mean, those things come and go so fast, man. It's like
Well, you either could buy this, or you could buy a Mister, and then get the Genesis Mister with the Sega CD stuff and included in the core, and then just play those instead.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I guess I could do the Nintendo Switch thing and play those awful fucking whatever they want to call them, ports or emulated whatever, but. I mean,
they're fine on the Switch. It's a limited selection.
Yeah, very limited. I don't understand why Nintendo doesn't.
It's the N64 emulation that's awful. But
yeah, that one's bad. But the Nintendo and Super Nintendo are fine.
I played Metroid, Super Metroid on it. I thought it was okay. I mean, I don't know. I didn't think it was.
Is there too much latency lag or something?
Yeah, it seemed like to me there was just a little bit of lag. I don't know. It just.
I know what's going on. It's been a while since Frank's played it, and he's getting older and older, and it's just harder to keep up with it.
How dare you, son of a bitch. Just for that next story break, man. Fucker.
Going to us live from RPG site. Tunic coming to PS... Oh, I'm sorry, this is from Gamatsu. My bad. Coming to us live from Gamatsu. Tunic coming to PS5, PlayStation 4, and... Or, no, that's it. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Here, and Xbox Series X, Xbox One, and PC on September 27th. I guess it's called Tunic because your character's wearing a tunic?
Well, yeah.
I guess that's they were ran out of ideas when they're naming it.
Like, dude,
what are we going to call this game?
It's Zelda with a fox. Jamie says they have emulators with all those old games. My oldest son has one installed on his computer. He has all the old games up to Nintendo 64. Yeah, I know, man. I'm just not a PC guy, so I don't play those games.
I had those too, but I like the legal way of doing it.
Yeah, I know, man. But look, if they're not going to give you a legal way to buy some of those old games,
no, I'm not telling anybody not to pirate. Like, I used to do it all the time. I'm just saying. Like, me personally, that's not how I do it now.
You're a pirate, you son of a bitch.
I know.
Pirate.
Pirated so much crap back in the
day. Dude, I have zero issues with pirates.
I'm not complaining about pirates. I'm just saying that's not my thing anymore.
You are. You're complaining. That's, you know, your MO. That's what you do. So, you know, go on. Continue.
Rake's just upset that he was rejected from the Straw Hats.
I even tried to be like, look, I can be a stowaway. Every crew needs a stowaway. That wasn't even good enough.
Yeah, exactly. Freak Pipe says I was watching.
You don't have devil fruit powers and you can't use hockey, no.
I know, but I could swim. Like, Luffy can't even swim. I can swim. Shit.
Yeah. Freak 5 says, I was watching The Amazing Spider-Man and realized there were other people who would have been pulled into the MCU in No Way Home. Yeah, like Aunt May, man. Can you imagine, like, the old Aunt May next to Marissa Tomei? Alright, we're on to the last story.
Amazing Spider-Man and realized how much this suck?
Amazing Spider-Man was not great. It wasn't great.
No, it was, the first one was okay. The second one was just bad.
Yeah. Why was it only villains and the other two Spider-Men? Well, maybe that's the way the time continuum worked for you.
Well, no,
they all got pulled in. They're just
That's how they explain away any future characters showing up in the MCU. Oh, they came in from another universe.
Well, yeah. I mean, Scotoma says it right. He says, LOL, because that's the way the multiverse
that's how
crumbles.
Probably X-Men in there. Oh, they somehow slipped them through the multiverse.
Yeah, the multiverse. That's the way the multiverse crumbles. Let's get to the last story here, guys. Dating.
That'd be totally weird. Like to do the two mutants like that, like because that would ruin the X-Men story.
I agree. They're gonna do the X-Men right though. Break. I'm telling you, they're gonna do it right.
I hope so. Like yeah. I'm definitely worried about how they're gonna do it
because
it needs
think
to be
about
like
it.
A world of like hatred for mutants, yeah. And there's no mutants in the MCU right now.
Right. Right. Well, think about it. Like when that last movie came out. Oh, you didn't see Doctor Strange yet, did you?
No,
I don't want to do.
Maybe they introduce mutants. People hate mutants. It comes to a head. There are some people defend them, and then Civil War II happens.
Ooh, that would be good, man. Hey, don't give them any ideas. They might do them, Eric. All right, last story. Dating action. I like the way that they labeled this game. Dating action game Eternites.
That gets my attention.
Yeah, announced for PS4, PS5, and PC. So Studio Psy has announced what I just said. Launch early 2023. It's a dating action game blending a love story with adrenaline-driven combat as you make the most out of life during the apocalypse. Scavenge for supplies, explore dungeons, and go on dates. Because, you know, that's what you're going to be...
I mean, that's what you're worried about during the end of the world. Like, oh my god, where are we going to eat? Where are we going to start a shelter? Where are we going to go on this next date?
Yeah, no, it's going to be more like, who can we rape next? You know, it's like, that's pretty much what apocalypse would be, man. I mean, shit, think about it, man. I mean, people would go back to Neanderthal, like, shit, you know? It's like, I mean, seriously. I mean, haven't you seen The Walking Dead, Breakman?
I mean, Jesus. Some people will, but not everybody.
Yeah, no, I agree. But that, I mean, you'd have to always
but
constantly
yeah,
be on the lookout
will.
For
we
that.
We know, like, there's some people like that right now.
So yeah, exactly.
Not a stretch.
Damn muties, Jamie says. Then I realized something else. It feels like each of the villains were pulled from shortly before they died, so maybe the two Spideys were also pulled shortly before they hey, that's a good point. We didn't see what happened after that, Freak 5. I mean, that's a great point, man. Maybe only death precludes you from being in the new MCU through the multiverse. So yeah, this game looks interesting, Break. I am interested with you. I mean, it looks cool. The combat looks really stylish. The art is definitely anime art style, so definitely some cool stuff to look forward to there. So here's the bigger brain boggler. If they were fixed, why would they go back to be killed? Yeah, that's true.
Oh,
man,
god.
That's too much thinking there, Scotoma. Stop it. Just stop.
Oh, there's too much spoilers. I haven't seen the damn movie yet. Shut up. God damn it.
No. He's talking about the earlier movies, man.
Oh, so, okay.
All right.
I don't care. Still a spoiler.
Yeah, I avoided telling you a spoiler, by the way, Breakman. You should thank me for that because...
I said thank you like 3 times.
Hey, listen. Although, I will tell you, the 22nd, you're going to be able to see Doctor Strange. So, I can't wait till you see it, man. It's going to be cool. It's going to be on Disney Plus.
Disney, cool.
Yeah. All right, Breakman, did you get anything in the old inbox there?
No, they're probably too busy watching Obi-Wan. I understand. That's
fine. All right. I
give them a pass this week.
I did not see Obi-Wan yet, so, yeah.
I haven't watched any Star Wars stuff.
I do.
I'll say two words to sum up this episode of Obi-Wan. Darth Vader.
Okay, I gotta watch it then. Thanks for spoiling it for me, you son of a bitch, but okay. Thanks.
Really, you thought Darth Vader wasn't going to be an Obi-Wan show?
How do I know? I didn't watch it. All right, here we go. Let's move on to, you know, homie discounts. I didn't see anything. I mean, there is a new sale on the PlayStation Store. But nothing that I mean, it's just a repeat of sales, man. There really wasn't. I did see one. I think it was Tokyo. What's that game? Tokyo Ghostwire Tokyo was half off for $30. So that's about the only real deal there. Anything on the Xbox that you know of, break at
yeah,
all?
There's a Far Cry sale going on, but when isn't Far Cry on
sale?
Oh,
it's always on sale, man. That's no big deal. eShop. Hardly ever any great sales. I loosely looked at it. Nothing super major. All right, let's move on to
Inquiring Minds Want to Know.
What you been playing, Breakman?
Mostly this week, Mortal Kombat 11. I've been playing it for I don't know how many more hours, and I still don't have all of the fatalities unlocked for the main cast.
Wow.
That doesn't include all the DLC characters where I have none of their fatalities, their extra fatalities.
Oh, wow.
Which is annoying. But I was thinking about this week. It's really made me play this game a lot more than I played the last two Mortal Kombats, and the last two Injustice games, which I loved all those games. Yep. But, you know, after a little bit, like after I played through the character storylines, then I kind of quit.
You know,
now I've played through all the character storylines, and it's like, well, I've still got these towers to get to unlock other stuff for my characters, like the not just fatalities, but you know, like custom stuff. And
yeah, but you know what this reminds me of, Breakman? This reminds me of that insurance commercial. I think it was an insurance commercial where there was an old man, and he was like in fishing gear, and he was in a store, and he had like a dollar at the end of his fishing line, and he was like holding it up, and in front of this young woman, he's like, she like reached to grab it, and he's like, oh, you gotta be faster than that. Oh, you gotta be faster.
I remember that commercial.
Yeah, man. That's what that shit reminds me of, man. I hate that, man. It's not. Well, that's not a good game design, Break. I mean, it makes you play longer, but more. Yeah.
And one thing's like, I've come across something else that I would not have known was in there. Like, I just unlocked this week. There's another voiceover. I don't know if there's more than one, but Johnny Cage doing the entire voiceover. And he's kind of funny when he's like naming the characters and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, you know, like the Terminator's in it, and so he's got it on the Talmud type thing.
Yeah,
you know? This guy's accent.
Yeah, Freak 5 says, well, the villains might not die. They go back in the middle of a fight with Spider-Man with no desire to fight anymore, so they wouldn't die. Good point, but, you know, villain minds usually tend to stay villain, so, you know.
They hug it out.
Friendship. You know. All right, Skotima says, the Obi series is okay, but I'm not liking one of the villains. Seems like the acting is bad or the script just sucks. You guys watch The Boys on Amazon Prime? Yes, I saw all of season one, Skotima. I think I saw one episode or two, and then I got distracted with something else, and I couldn't finish it, but I do plan on watching it. It's awesome from what I've seen. The Boys is awesome. Rogue Explorer is what Freak 5 is playing. He bought that last night. So good for you, man. Great. What else you been playing, Break?
Just Breath of the Wild. Let me see. I have six more shrines to find, and I have no clues as to where they are. And I think I've got like 10 more side quests. So I'm going to have to cheat to find the last shrines because I have no idea where they're at.
You're close, man. I mean, that's actually really good for going your first time through and not finding, you know, the amount. Six is not bad, man. That's great.
And there's one that's, like, taunted right in front of me. Like, there's the ball. I know where I can take it, and I can get this shrine if you just let me have it. Well, no, Mr. Link, even you can't have that. It's a secret thing. I know what the fuck it is, you whore! Give it to me!
Oh, Break, man. The frustration just sets in, man. Just, dude, come on, man. There's no shame in looking online for those last six, man. Just get it done, man. No shame, man. No shame at all. All right, Eric, what you been playing, man?
I've been playing Pocky and Rocky Remastered, Reshrined, or Pocky and Rocky Reshrined, sorry. and a little bit of Hollow Knight on the Xbox.
Goddamn, Hollow Knight's hard, man. Game is super difficult.
Little bit of AI, the Somnium Files.
Yeah. You know what I've been playing? I've been playing Fighting with Cops all week. That's what I've been playing. And, yeah, it's,
I watched Top Gun, and I wanted to do a review on it, but I decided I'd save the review for, review of Top Gun Maverick whenever I see that, because just cover both.
Oh, you
both.
Mean you saw the original Top Gun, not Maverick? Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I tell you what, Eric, the sequel is supposedly, like, really, really good. Like, way better than the original. Yeah,
I hated the first movie.
Well, the first
movie was good for, like, the first 10 seconds when he's in the plane, he's snapping photos of the other guys.
Yeah, it wasn't great. It wasn't great.
And then after that, the whole movie was shit.
Yeah, I didn't like it. The soundtrack was really good on it. But,
yeah, you're right. Soundtrack was good, too.
You know, I've been fighting with cops all week at, stupid, homeless sweeps, and, they provided me with, quite a bit of, pretty decent material, wouldn't you say, Skodoma, on my other channel, but, yeah, cops are scum. I'm, you know, sorry to say it, but I know that there's, like, people that think that there, you know, there are only a few bad apples. I think it's the opposite, and I actually think it's getting less and less, and that's actually something I'm going to be talking about in a
little
bit.
Well, nationwide, they're being trained in ways that are, you know, basically shoot first and shoot later type tactics.
Yeah, well,
so that's a nationwide thing.
Yeah,
know?
we're gonna talk about
it. One bad apple, like, they're being taught on a nationwide scale, like, that their lives are more important than ours.
Yeah, we're gonna be talking about it, break for sure. That's gonna be later on. Trust me, we're gonna be talking about it. They just started streaming new episodes every Friday. For season 3.
That bothers me about Disney and Amazon and stuff. Every week streaming, like, God, I don't want to watch the whole goddamn series.
Look, I thought about that, break, man. It actually is better because it keeps people talking, man. Like Stranger Things is a great example. Like, the before the pandemic, right, when they had season 3, right, you know, people talked about Stranger Things like, oh, I can't wait, and then they watched it a month later, nobody was talking about it. You know what I'm saying? So putting it out on a weekly basis keeps, you know, people talking. I don't understand why Netflix doesn't change that, because
like me would like to watch all of it.
I agree. I'm that way too. I like to watch all of it, but there's a reason to put things out weekly, man. It makes way more sense.
It's not for those people, maybe. Like, if you want to keep it in the news, I
guess.
Yeah,
but dude,
there are other ways of doing that.
We're in the minority, man. I'm telling you, Brake. Like, it works better to keep your series, like, going. To do it weekly, it really does, man. I mean,
that's why they only have 2 seasons of a show at a time most of the time.
Yeah,
some shows they can't even go past a single season.
Yeah, and it sucks, man. Netflix is dying for a reason, man. There's a definite reason they're dying. All right, let's move on then to
RP Grinders reviews.
All right, Break, did you have anything?
Okay, the real reason Netflix is dying is because their best shows were pilfered by every other streaming service.
That too.
Afterwards.
That too, but that's
what's hurting.
No,
also throwing money on wall like spaghetti and seeing what sticks doesn't work either.
Yeah, and spending
too.
A lot of money on
they spent $200,000, I think, on Scorsese's The Irishman.
$200 million.
$200 million, and that's way too much money for a movie like that.
I mean,
it competed for an Oscar, though.
Yeah, they got their money's worth from that movie.
Yeah, like, it probably didn't cost that much to make. They probably just wasted a lot of movie in the middle of the production.
No, they had to pay a lot of their actors big-time money to do it. I mean, somebody like Joe Pesci, who was clearly retired. I mean, he was definitely retired. It took a shit ton of money for him to come back. It was a good movie, too, by the way. I saw that movie, so... Freak 5 liked the Rescue Rangers movie, by the way, Break, so there's that.
Yeah, that movie's just kind of all over. Like, my favorite parts of the Rescue Ranger movie were everything that was going on outside of Chip and Dale, basically.
Yeah, yeah. I agree, Frank. It also gives me something to look forward to, Jamie says. Yes, I agree. I mean, it's not the way I like to watch. I mean, I like to binge things. Like, I binged the Stranger Things, like, in 2 days, I think, 2 or 3 days.
We're waiting until the second part comes out.
I caught up with One Piece, current, and I'm probably going to go on a binging spree again by not watching it for, like, weeks on end, and maybe even years, because I that's the way I want to consume it, but because the way Crunchyroll's playlist works is that they throw all these episodes up on a line, and then they'll play, like another version of the show, or like something that's counted separately, like episode of Sabo or something stupid like that. And that'll be next on the playlist. After you're done with the current episode, it'll just go to that, and that's obnoxious to deal with. And
yeah,
they should have, like, a separate stream for that or something.
Freak says, I had no problem with Gadget and Zipper being married, but how the fuck do a mouse and a fly fuck? That's what you're worried about, Freak 5, in a cartoon?
What makes you think they're fucking?
Or they have 42 children? That's why. They had 42 children, Eric. Come on, man.
Yeah, they got a lot of kids. They were getting it on a lot.
Yeah, they were.
Well, actually, you know what? One of them's a mouse, so maybe it was just a guy a handful of times.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're
a lot of babies.
Yeah. So they could have just been animated then.
Yeah. I'm skeptical on watching that one.
Spoiling all
of our fun. Skeptical on watching Stranger Things, Skotima?
No, I think he's talking about Rescue Rangers.
Oh, Rescue Rangers. Yeah, it's fine. From what Break says, but it's different.
The reviews seem mostly like either they hate it or they love it. And yeah. There's people like me who are kind of in the middle of it. Like, there are things about it I love, and then things about it I just are like, ugh.
Yeah.
Like I said, to me, the least interesting thing about the movie was Chip and Dale.
Yeah, yeah.
The main two stars were the least interesting part of the movie. Everything else was like, oh, hey, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, there's Randy Marsh there.
Yeah.
Is that Tenacious D? What the fuck? You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. I'm gonna review Stranger Things 4, Chapter 1, but I am not going to do any spoilers whatsoever. I just have some observations about it because I want to do a main review after Part 2 comes out. I'm going to just – trust me, Break, you're not going to have to leave. I'm not going to say anything that will – that will screw what? Oh God! Gross! Gross! I imagine the Gadget just shoves Zipper up her vagina, his wings flapping, get her off, and he jerks off to get. Oh God, man! Really? That's what you think of? That's what you think of, Freak, when you think of them. Thinking of them having sex says it all. Yeah, that's right. He's Freak 5 Chaos for a reason. So there you go. All right. So Stranger Things 4, Chapter 1, it's really odd to see all these kids kind of grown up. I mean, the pandemic kind of fucked that show up altogether. Like, they could have did 2 seasons, and this should have been, like, what, episode or season 6, I believe this should have been. I want to say that they did a fantastic job of kind of melding all that together. Let's just put it that way, and have enough understanding of the age of the kids and stuff like that. It's pretty great. I'm gonna say that, man. It's not disappointing in any shape, form, or fashion. So, Chapter 2 is gonna be one hell of a season. I did hear that they're going for season 5. I thought Chapter 4 or whatever they're calling it, season 4, was going to be the final one, but they're talking about a fifth one, so I'm happy, and can't wait for chapter 2 of this season, or part 2, or whatever, but whatever they want to call it, but it's great. It's really, really good. That's what I got to say. And it takes Stranger Things to the next level. It's definitely darker, I will say that. All right, let's move on to everybody's favorite segment.
What is it?
Stinko of the Week.
Eric, I didn't see that you had a Stinko, so let's just move on to Breakman. Breakman, your Stinko of the week.
Okay, I got two of them. I don't know if we want. Well, I'll just go with the ones more local first. The Ohio Republican Party has decided that we should be the next Texas. They've decided teachers should carry guns, and they're going to require minimal training. You can conceal carry without any training. They need to check kids' genitals before they're allowed to play sports. Let me see what else. The don't say gay bill, that's on the table. There are a few other things the Ohio Republican Party have just gone completely nuts in their absolute disdain of anybody having any kind of freedom.
Yeah, it's not only the Republicans.
It's in Ohio, the Republicans. We're talking about Ohio.
Yeah, we're losing our freedoms.
This is Republicans here.
Right, right.
So this is not Democrats. This is 100% on the Republican Party in Ohio.
In Ohio, yeah. All right, what else you got, Brake?
So they, fuck it, they're Nazis. They can go fuck themselves, those pieces of shit, every single one of them. I told everybody Mike DeWine would be the worst governor we could probably ever elect before we elected him. He's proven me right. I don't always like to be right in situations like this. My other one goes to, gun violence. I mean, what else can I say?
We're gonna...
How many more mass shootings have we had this week alone?
Yeah, well, there's over one a day now in the United States, Brake. And trust me, we're gonna sound off on this issue in free-for-all. What else you got?
Talking about how I was making people mad on the message boards, with talking about gun violence and stuff like that. But they are so convinced with guns are going to be confiscated. I was reading a right wing article, and the heading said this Democratic senator is going to confiscate your guns, or says he's going to confiscate your guns. And I read through the article. He never and once said he's going to confiscate guns. What he said was we want to take guns out of circulation. Which means stop selling them.
Yeah.
There's these people that think the government is going to come to their home and take their guns away. What the fucking sanity is that?
Yeah. Skodoma says, you know, the Don't Say Gay bill doesn't even have the word gay in it. Mm. Yeah.
It's basically just, it's to, teachers aren't allowed to talk, mention anything that's like,
it's basically gay erasure because they're not allowed to mention even suggestion of homosexual promotion.
Hey, Brake, you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, sorry.
My thought is what about a gay teacher? So they're not allowed to talk about their spouse, but a straight teacher is.
Well, that was a point that I saw a gay teacher make on. I don't know if it was Vice they were basically being interviewed, and it's sad. We can't even acknowledge that there are gay people in this country. I mean, that's what we've come to as a nation. You know,
if we even talk about people being gay, we're indoctrinating the kids.
It's simply
that is
not
the most
true.
Insane. People are insane.
Yeah, it's so they don't indoctrinate little kids is what Skodoma says.
Yeah,
there's no.
That's exactly what they're talking. It's completely insane. There's no
indoctrination. The 50 billion things we shove in a kid's head is an indoctrination because it is.
Look, everybody knows.
I mean, if anything's indoctrination, it's religion.
Right. Right. So. Here's my thoughts on the matter. Just let people be, right?
Yeah, kids don't turn gay by hearing that they're gay people.
You can't turn gay by drinking water. You can't. Who was it? Alex Jones that was promoting this.
The
frogs
were that means they were already gay. They find out they're gay. And they accept their gayness.
You know, Skodoma does have a good point, though. Neither gay nor straight should be talking to kids about their personal lives. That's a good point, but
we've all known teachers who did.
But here's
I've known a lot of teachers that did.
We're all human, right? When you get into high school especially, you're sitting there talking with people that are 17, 18 years old. I mean, you're trying to get people used to the real world, right? Well, there's gay and straight people in this world, so why can't You know, why shouldn't somebody be able to mention their spouse, you know, like in a classroom setting? You know, when
my thought is when we're talking about like young, yeah, that's in high school, but when we're talking about young kids, if kids don't know about like that there is gay or bi or heterosexual stuff, what happens when they get to puberty? Nobody's right. told them about any of this stuff because they've been sheltered from it.
They just need to teach the curriculum.
They don't want them to learn.
That's the thing, is this, we're sheltering kids from the truth, and it's not good. It doesn't work.
It's the same thing like how I believe about cops.
It's brainwashing. It's true indoctrination when you're not telling the kids the truth.
Look, here's my feelings on the matter, right? I always rail about the police, right? And I want police to understand and learn the Constitution. That's part of the training that we talked about, right? We have to know that there are other people in the world that are different from us, right? So right. we shouldn't teach our kids about slavery because, wow, there's black people in here. That's
and
bullshit.
Let me interrupt you real quick. Because they just need to teach this curriculum. No, that's not what school is about. Not just learning curriculum. It's about being a part of society. That's why you're surrounded by other kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like you're going in there to be socialized to the outside world.
There is, but there is something to what Skodema is saying too.
They do need to stick to curriculum. I mean, they do need to teach curriculum, but that's not the only purpose of a school,
right? And teachers teach, right? That's their job. But he's right. It's up to the parents to tell them the truth. But see, that's the problem.
Well, let me interrupt again.
But, you know, you can always trust.
Well, hold on, Eric. Something. Private schools are specifically private schools, like religious schools, are teaching kids like religion, like they're teaching kids that evolution is not true, and then we have a lot of schools that are teaching kids that like slavery was a choice.
Right, right. That's
how do you the parents teach their kids that that's not true?
Look, I know where Jamie is coming from, right? I understand where Jamie is coming from because he's mostly right. Like, the parents should be the one to explain worldly things to their kids, right? But parents nowadays, when do they have the time? They're working.
Or, you know, they're not always the best equipped.
Right, and they're not.
Yeah, that's the thing. They're not always the best equipped. And since when the parents always tell their kids everything?
Like, right, right.
Like, when do parents ever, like, sit down and have, like, an honest, true talk with like, their kids about sex? For instance. Right.
Never with like, my parents.
My parents either. Like they just, you know, like they just.
And I never had sex ed in school either. I had to actually look up the internet for a lot of that shit, and I still need to learn more.
I was
sex ed, but they didn't. They only taught us about like heterosexual sex. Right. There was never like the gay was like mentioned as like a. What do you call that? Like abnormality.
Yeah, an abnormality, which is funny to me. Like, it's no secret. I have people that are close to me that are gay, right? And it always pains me to see the bullshit that gay people have to go through on a day-to-day basis. And maybe, just maybe, if we were a little more educated on the subject and we didn't dance around it, we didn't hide it, you know, people would be more welcoming to these people and have a more of a tolerance. I think we have a chance here with gay people that black people weren't given, right? I think that if we go through the education process earlier, like what you guys are saying, I'm not saying let's teach every kid how to be gay. That's not that. That's so stupid.
That's what they think is what people are saying. No, that's not what anybody. That's not what anybody in the gay community is saying.
Right.
Because there's this whole indoctrination thing. The Republican Party just you're indoctrinating the kids. Any gay person can tell you that's not true.
Right.
There's no indoctrination into being gay.
There's no. It's not a genetic defect.
You're gay or you're not.
Right.
I mean, it's just that's the way it is. Nobody's gonna like make you gay.
Right. Right.
I mean, unless you go to prison.
This is not the way I wanted to go with this, but we've got more stuff to talk about. Let's Let's move on. Did you have any more Stinkos, Brakeman? I thought you said
I've had enough. I'm irritated.
Right. Yeah.
I need to smoke some more weed is what I need.
Yes, that's exactly right, man. That's always the cure for a bunch of stuff, man. Smoke more. How's that going for you, by the way, Brakeman?
Good. It's good. Man. Stuff's nice. Right.
Yeah. All right.
I see why you like it so much.
Oh, God, man. I honestly think that weed saved my life, Brake. We could talk offline about it, man. It was a revelation in my life. Let's just put it that way, man. Without weed, things could have been way, 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 way different. But all right, let's move on. My stinko of the week. It's going to tie into our free for all, which we'll get to. But again, I'm going to give the police in Uvalde, Texas. My stinko of the week. As a matter of fact, they may have moved up to very close to the top of the Hall of Shame stinkos. There's very few Hall of Shame stinkos that we have here. Hitler obviously is on the Hall of Ultimate Shame and a few others, but the Uvalde Police Department are a bunch of cowards. And you know how they like to tout the Blue Lives Matter with the blue line flag type thing? I'm going to change that. I think I'm going to start a merch line. Scotum in chat, tell me if you would buy one of these. I want to start producing shirts that say Blue Lives Scatter with a yellow line on the American American flag. And that could replace all of their blue line flags, and they should use that as their motto, because they were repelled from going in that building. And I saw more. They've changed their narrative at least 4, 5, 6 times in the time that shooting happened. And I think the main problem, there's a couple of main problems that aren't addressed. Mental health, right? And police action, and training, and it goes into what we're going to talk about in Free For All, so I don't want to get into it. So my stink of the week, again, goes to the Uvalde Police Department, and I almost thought about taking a trip down to Uvalde, Texas, and trying to get an interview with some of these people in the police department, which I know they probably would turn me away, but that would add to the narrative. But they're going to get my stinko, and they are definitely in the Hall of Shame stinkos of the week. So good job, Uvalde, Texas Police. You proved what I've been saying for many years now, and I continue to prove on my other channel, with all my videos. If you guys haven't checked out that other channel, it's Mexican Longhair, and I prove that these people are tyrants every time I'm out recording them. So, and cowards. They're cowards as well. So, we're going to move on from there to happier thoughts before we talk about, not so happy thoughts.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet of the week.
Scotuma laughing my ass off. Or these colors don't run into schools with active shooters. I like that. Would you buy a shirt if I did that, Jamie? If I started a merch show, would you actually buy one of those shirts? Because those are great ideas. I'll give you credit for that one. I would do that shirt too. A couple of different options. The Blue Lives Scatter or these colors don't run into schools with active shooters. A little asterisk, or you put an asterisk and then you go right underneath it with the asterisk into schools with active shooters.
Or like a t-shirt and have these colors don't run dot 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 and on the back and the schools with active shooters.
Yeah, that would be cool because everybody would be like, oh yeah, man, you're so pro cop. And they would look at the back and they'd be like, you fucking asshole. I like that, man. That's a great idea, Scotum. I've been thinking about doing merch on the other channel, but I'll think about it. All right. Sweetos, Eric, did you have a Sweeto this week at all?
Not really.
All right. Brakeman, your Sweeto of the Week.
Mine goes to the of all institutions. One I've been pretty hard on a lot lately has been the Supreme Court, who in both Texas and Florida told them to, you know, shut the fuck up. Twitter isn't doing anything wrong. You people are just assholes.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Oh.
I mean, I'm just summing up the court definition of what was said.
What was the issue? I'm sorry.
They're Twitter, according to, you know, right-wing crazy people, is discriminating against conservative voices. No, it's it's banning people who are spreading lies and, you know, political lies and lies about diseases and stuff like that. You know, I know other people who got suspended. So, you know.
Right.
Obviously not a conservative voice.
Right.
I mean, they're not suspending conservatives. It's not, there's not some sort of bias. It's a bias against people who spread lies, essentially.
Yeah.
And they're allowed to do that as a company who is, they tried to, Texas and Florida basically said that Twitter's a public platform, you know, it's the public space. No, it's not.
It's private. It's definitely
It's not
private.
The private space. You have to sign an end user agreement to use it, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. You can walk out in the street. You can walk out on the sidewalk. You don't have to sign anything. You go to a park. You don't have to sign anything. Use
Mark
Twitter.
Barbie,
you have
here
to sign up to use it.
Yeah.
It is not a public space. Sorry, you can't try and change the laws just because you don't like it. Fuck you.
Well, it's the whole free speech thing, right?
I shouldn't say it that way. I mean,
No. That's exactly right. It's like First Amendment, right? You have a right to go into like a public building and record government officials, right? They don't like it, and they try to stifle you at every turn. Police are the same thing. I'm going to tell you guys the skinny. I'm taking the Aurora PD department to court. All right, I have to obtain a lawyer, which I've already left a message, and I have to take them to court because the Aurora PD tried to impede my First Amendment right to record them in public. They put their light in the camera, which the Colorado statutes specifically say they cannot do, right? And I gave them a chance. Because you have to give them an affidavit and all this stuff, and notarized, you know, by a notary public and blah, 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 you know, stating what the occurrence was, et cetera, et cetera. So I did all that. I did my due diligence, and they have 30 days to respond to you. And, of course, you know, after that 30, they have a choice. They can either pay you $500 or you can go to court and ask for damages up to $15,000. And I was waiting for the response. I finally got the response, and I got the body cam footage, which they only gave me maybe a quarter, less than a quarter of the body cam footage that I was requesting, which, you know, doesn't surprise me because they always retract and take out convenient things that, you know, that might make them look bad, et cetera, et cetera. But it's not going to matter because I've got all the evidence I need, and we're going to go to court. They had a chance to pay me $500. And, you know, so the big long and short of it is the First Amendment. It what you're saying, Brake, is you don't have the choice whether or not our rights are our rights. You either have them or you don't, right? That's what you're saying. And that's exactly what I'm saying. You know, you so the whole fact of the matter is, like, you can't stomp on somebody's rights and not expect some repercussions is what I'm trying to say. And we're going to go to court, and I'll let you guys know how that works out. But all right, any other Sweetos break? Freak Five Sweeto.
We're going to war with peach trees finally.
Peach trees.
Great idea.
Hey guys, for homework, you should watch Sonic the Hedgehog 2 because it's on Paramount Plus.
I don't have Paramount Plus, Eric, but it is going on digital next week, so I'm definitely going to watch it then. I couldn't afford to pay $20 to buy it, so I'll watch it on when it comes out at Redbox. I'll rent it.
I don't like buying movies anymore.
I do when they're cheap. Like a lot of times, Vudu will have sales for like $5, and I'll get a movie for $5 or something. But
just say you get a movie for $5. I'm in.
Movie. Well, it depends, man. I mean, depends on the movie you buy. I mean, shit. I mean, you know. I mean, you could buy like 9.5 weeks and see plenty of boobies, you know.
You could get like a discount and get like 2 for $9 or something.
Sometimes they run specials, man. Like I get these specials in my inbox, like 2 for $10 or sometimes 2 for $7.50, you know, type things.
I don't have room on my shelf for like anime, so I just watch it streaming. I don't buy anything anymore, really.
Yeah.
I really want.
I mean, if I buy something, it's going to be digital. I just don't have room to buy shit normally, like... You know, I buy very few games that way. 2 boobs for $7.50, yes. Freak 5 Sweeto was the Beavis and Butthead movie that's coming out this month. Another Sweeto, I'm going to get a PS5. Oh, wow, that's cool, man. He would sell it for profit if I didn't want it, but told me if I wanted, he will let me make payments. So there you go, man.
Ooh, that's awesome.
That's a good deal, man. Sweet. So he's buying, maybe, does it work? I mean, is that why he's buying a second one? Jesus, man.
And apparently he works with Mr. Kmart.
I know. Kmart's still around? Is Kmart still around?
Not around here.
Not around here either, man. Wow.
They got bought by Sears, and Sears not doing, I think they serve
you know who
still
is
around a little bit, but
you know who fucked Sears? Here. You know who was the main person that made Sears go downhill? Steven Mnuchin. Yeah.
All
right. Stranger Things Season 4 Part 1 is my Sweeto of the Week. It was good, so watch it. But all right, let's move on to our free-for-all this week, guys.
It's a free-for-all. Yeah, it's a free-for-all.
All right, we've been skirting this for a while. Gun control, guys, that's the elephant in the room. I think we need to talk about other subjects in addition, though. I think we need to talk about mental health. I think we need to...
Mental health stuff is something that should have been addressed long ago, in and outside of the whole gun issue.
Yeah, and, okay, this is a three-pronged approach. This is how I want to approach this, guys. We're going to talk about mental health first, because you're right, Breakman. We should have handled this a long time ago, right? Mental health is just as important as physical health. And on my other channel, I say it all the time. So we're going to talk about that first. Then we're going to transition to, okay, mental health hasn't been addressed. So now this idiot psycho went into a classroom and shot up 19 kids and 2 teachers, right? The second thing we need to talk about is policing in this country, right? Because that's the first line of defense was the mental health. The second line of defense was our police. The third line of defense is the types of guns that this kid bought and whether or not we should do gun control. All right? That's how we're going to approach this. So we're going to take it one at a time.
I think my answers might surprise people.
Yeah, okay. Let's take this one at a time. Let's talk about mental health. Is the time now to start getting serious about mental health and start treating it the same as we treat physical health? And I'm going to say we need to go above and beyond getting it on the same level of health insurance as physical health, right? We need to make it available to everybody at no cost. That's my opinion. What are your thoughts on the mental
kids
health?
Definitely. That's one of the things I was saying with like the don't say gay bill specifically. Like you're hurting the mental health of young kids.
Yeah.
I mean that's what my problem with it is. Like it's been proven that like suicide rates are high among the LGBTQ kids. So why do we want to make them higher? Shouldn't we be working to make them lower? But it's not just them that are committing suicide. Other teenagers, straight teenagers, do too. I mean,
suicide rates in this country are actually up clear across the board, Breakman. I know.
like bullying kids is one issue, but it's not the only issue.
Right.
But yeah, we need to address mental health at an early age.
Depression, anxiety, schizophrenia.
Oh man, those are fun. Oh, I don't have schizophrenia.
No, I know. So depression, anxiety, schizophrenia, psychoses.
I don't think I have that.
No, bipolar.
Sure, I don't have that.
Bipolar mania.
I could make the argument that one of the ways we could address mental health is by it not becoming an issue in the first place, by the way we even educate our children. Like, you're talking about the don't say gay stuff, and I'm going to mention the fact that as well, pushing gender norms and such as well, those are things that shouldn't be happening.
Well, that's exactly what, like, the Don't Say Gay bill is kind of doing, is it's going to be, like, things are going to be around the gender norm. Anything that's outside of that normal isn't okay, essentially.
Yeah, well, look, I'm just talking about the actual, let's get beyond that.
We need to address it when kids are young and they won't end up in mental hospitals hopefully later in life like I.
Right. But for right now, man, there's a crisis in this country, Blake, yeah. Man. A big time crisis, all right?
And another thing with the mental health is they always go to that when there's like an active shooter, Bernie, or something like that. But the people who are most danger of mental health are themselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like for the majority of mentally unhealthy people are a danger to themselves, not others.
Yeah.
So it's like it's kind of putting another stigma, like the mental ill people. They're the problem. It's like, oh great, like we didn't have enough trouble as it was. Thanks for that. Yeah. I like being a scapegoat. Thanks.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Well, let me. Okay. Bernie, can you send me a picture of that document that you sent me, please? I need to see, like, the details of that document that you sent me. All right. Let me... The first elephant in the room is actually this country has a huge mental health crisis, all right?
Yeah.
It's a crisis. It's not something that liberals are inventing or conservatives are inventing, or conservatives aren't addressing, or Democrats. Nobody's addressing it, right? The Democrats are do nothing. I've said that for years now. They do nothing. They do nothing, all right? The Republicans are a lot of times obstructionist when it comes to mental health, mostly because they don't want mental health checks for guns, okay? We'll get to that. So
you know what DMC stands for, right?
What?
Don't make changes.
Right. But let me just say this. We need big time resources, and when I say resources, I mean money. We need money poured into mental health centers across the United States. All right? This is a national crisis. This is the first line of defense, whether it's young or old, to not have people go into schools and shoot them up. All right? I'm not saying that this is going to be... I'm not going to say that this is going to solve every mass shooting in this country. That's not what I'm saying. But this is the first line of defense. If somebody's mind is taken care of, they're way less likely to do these type of stupid, senseless acts. So maybe instead of spending $750 billion a year on the military into endless wars that we neither win or lose, maybe we can take
we need to stop saying that. They're losses. If we go into it, we go start a war and you don't win it, you lose.
Right.
But,
okay, so
we shouldn't have been in a war in the first damn place.
I agree. So maybe we cut back just a little bit. Maybe we instead of seven wars in a span of 10 years, we cut back and maybe do three, and take 150 to 250 billion and start investing in mental health, and let's get Democrats and Republicans and Independents and Libertarians and any other Green Party. Let's get everybody to agree that this is a problem and we need big time money to throw at it. All right, that's my thoughts on the matter. Do you guys have any other thoughts on the mental
health?
I have
another thing I'd like to say too is one of the things we've noticed is a lot of the active shooters are around 18 years old. That's like high emotional and things going on, you know. Like the teenagers are really hard. They really are. Like your body's going through changes, your brain is going through changes. Suddenly you want to fuck things, you know. It's fucked up.
Right.
And 18 is just that it's a bad year for like for people who aren't getting who don't get the help they need, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I agree. And Eric, do you have anything to add on the mental health before we move?
But also, I'd like to say, like teenagers also are prone to making stupid decisions.
Yes, we've all been there. I've made plenty of dumb.
Mental health, it's just it's a teenage thing that they do.
Yes.
And one of the things that bothers me about American society or in Western society mainly, but is the idea that once you get out of high school, you have to move out of your family's house. You have to get a job. You have to start looking for a degree. You have to go to college. You have to do this and that and this and that. And instead of taking your time figuring out what it is you want to do. Because the way we've done our school so far is we don't prep our kids for the world enough for them to figure it out by encouraging them to do a variety of things. Instead, we force them to do a bunch of standardized tests with teachers that aren't actually teaching. And then they're thrown out into the world, and then they probably have a fight or flight panic attack, and then they go do these bullshit things when they already see what the state of the world's in.
Yeah.
And then they just want to destroy everything before they destroy themselves because they want people to know just how miserable they are.
Yeah.
Well, that's all tied into mental health. So, all right. I'm not saying this is going to solve everything, right? It's to me, it's a three-prong approach to solving these mass shootings. Not completely, but drastically reducing
people make it. Even people without mental health problems still make emotional decisions. They still make bad decisions sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes people will have a bad day and can snap. Yeah. You know, it's not – even if we address mental health, it's not going to end shootings.
Right.
Like, access to guns is the only thing that is really going to stop things. Right.
Okay, well, let's move into the second prong of this. Let's talk about policing, right? I've already said the first prong is the mental health that may have prevented that guy possibly from going into that room and shooting up kids. All right, the second thing that could have prevented it in this case and in most cases is the police. Our police have to be better. Plain and simple. This is a striking, and I mean striking, example of everything that a police department should not do in these cases. All right? So, here's my feelings on the matter. All right? These guys, these cowards, and I'm going to call them cowards because that's exactly what they are. These cowards had approximately 45 minutes. Actually, let me take that back. They had 30 minutes, right? 30 whole minutes because they got there, which is another problem. The school was 1.5 minutes away. Somebody Jesus. Called. Somebody called. I said 1.5 minutes. It was 1.5 miles, which is about 3 minutes away, right? But if they're going fast, they could have been there in like 2 minutes, right?
3 minutes to get from their inside the building into their car and there, you know, maybe like a mile and a half away is like, that's right there.
Well, if you're on patrol, they should have been closer, right? Okay.
Apparently there actually was somebody on control and he just did not see the guy.
Right. Okay. So here, it's a complete breakdown of policing, right? Let's take every element of it, all right? That's the first element. They were literally 3 minutes away, didn't show up to 14 minutes after, right? After the call was made, they didn't show up till 14 minutes after, at least 14 minutes that we know. Because they change the narrative all the time, and that's another thing I'm going to get to. 30 minutes of terror of them just standing around, not knowing what to do. Also terrorizing the parents of the kids that were inside that school and putting them in handcuffs and tasing them on camera. There's footage of this. All right. So you have literally coward after coward in that police department, and that's not what any police department needs. Now, I have anecdotal evidence of this left and right. I do a lot of homeless sweeps. I do a lot of cop watching. I'm an activist. I'm a civil rights activist. And I see this almost on a daily basis, how cowardly they act, right? They're bullies with badges and guns, which goes back to the mental health aspect of things. These police officers are not fit for the job. And I'm going to say a good vast majority of them would not pass a mental health evaluation, a full mental health evaluation. And that's something that needs to be done when you apply for the job. And it needs to be done every 6 months to a year after you get that job, right? To make sure that you are capable of handling situations like what we saw in Uvalde, Texas, all right? All right, then let's go to the fact that it was dispatched weird. The narrative was changed like 15 times. We don't need conferences from police officers anymore. We need competent journalists that are embedded in these police departments to report facts, that are not part of the police department, that are not beholden to any sergeant or lieutenant or chief of police. All right.
Interesting idea, Frank. Yeah, I like that.
No, I've thought about this for a good long time, Breakman. We need independent journalists, and I'm not talking Washington Post or New York Times. I don't want any bias. I don't want somebody to say, okay, this was a liberal journalist, or this was a conservative journalist.
They will anyway.
I want the
partisan people. If you say anything, it's against their. You're right. Automatically the enemy.
No, but my point remains the same. I want independent journalists like myself embedded into the police department so we can report on things that are going on within the police. I'm not talking about ongoing investigations. I'm just talking about the culture within police departments, how they handle business, how they handle calls, how they handle the public, how they handle complaints, how they handle commendations, the whole works. We need full and utter transparency with unbiased journalism, all right? Mm-hmm. So that's
government. Government should be like that too, by the way.
I agree, but let's not put the carriage before the horse just yet. It would be nice if we could do that on a political level as well, Breakman. I agree, and I've thought about that too, but that's a subject for a different day. And it's never going to happen until we get money out of politics, which we've discussed ad nauseum on this show. So,
which also isn't going to happen because this country is going to die first.
I agree. I think we're on the path to ruin, no doubt. I just honestly, journalism within the police department, full transparency, full access to everything from how the uniforms are doled out to how we train. And that's another issue. Let's transition to training. The training needs to be completely wiped out and redone. All right. Back in the day, policing used to be an honorable job. Right, the safety factor was huge. It was high. It was very dangerous to be a police officer way back in the day. It's no longer the case. You addressed it earlier, Breakman, and I'm so happy you brought it up. Policing in this country is a joke. All right, it is one of the easiest non-dangerous jobs. And I know I'm going to have somebody in the peanut gallery give me a comment. Well, my father, my grandfather died in the line of duty and all this. I'm not talking about your grandfather. It's very rare occurrence that a police officer ever dies on the job. It's a super rare occurrence.
What was the stats back in think right before the pandemic, it was in 2019, it was, I think, less than 100 officers died on the job.
Yeah.
Of those, only 40 were from being killed by
a very minute number. But a lot of them are car accidents because they drive like maniacs.
Nationwide.
Yes.
Like 42 people. 42, yes. That was it.
Yeah.
The other ones that died of accidents, self-inflicted wounds, stuff like that.
Right, right.
The
so,
majority of cops died that way.
Right,
like it was
right.
Like, oh, the majority of cops are killing themselves.
Right, right. Dang. So that's and also, look, there's another.
I agree with that.
Being a trash man. No, he's right. If you look at the top dangerous jobs in the United States, it used to be a top 10 policing
all
was
that chemicals are you hold, exposed to.
Hold on.
I could never be a trash.
It used to be top 10, right? Dangerous jobs, policing. And now it's nowhere near the top 25. I can't remember. I think the last time I saw it was like 33rd out of, 100 professions. So it's in the lower 2/3. Of jobs that are dangerous now. It is not a dangerous job anymore, ever. It is not to be feared. If you're a cop, you have carte blanche to kill people. You have carte blanche to hurt people. You have carte blanche to break the law. I've seen it over and over and over and over and over again, and this is just anecdotal evidence on my part. But you can go on YouTube, and you can see it over and over and over, and it's not just me. It's not just other 1A auditors or just citizen journalists like myself. It is everywhere. You can see the job that they're doing on YouTube, right? It is very indicative of how they act, how they feel, and it needs to change, right? And that, again, has to do with mental health, all right? I am honestly believing the statistics when they say that cops are 4 more times than the average American citizen to beat their wife, to have mental health issues. I'm in full agreement with this. This is based on obviously a lot of my anecdotal evidence, a lot of studies, a lot of things, other people's when you start adding up anecdotal evidence after anecdotal evidence after anecdotal evidence, you need to pay attention. All right. I'm not saying that it's 100% true. Maybe the statistics are skewed a little bit based on whatever factors. But
statistics always can be skewed.
Right.
Remember that.
Right. Right. And that's what I'm saying. So, but I'm saying if you see enough of a duck quacking like a duck, acting like a duck, it's got to be a duck, right? That's what I'm saying here. It's a huge crisis. We have a mental health crisis in this country. We have a policing crisis in this country as well. The police are not doing their job like they should. There's evidence of a huge white supremacy problem within the nation's police. There have been plenty of studies on that. There's evidence of a bunch of psychopaths being in these positions of power. And I don't say psychopath like Jason or Michael Myers. I say psychopath of like have psychopathic tendencies, right? Where they don't have a problem shooting somebody or hurting somebody, all right? So that's the second prong, is the policing. The training needs to be completely redone. I honestly believe we need to fire everybody and start again, starting with mental health evaluations, better training, de-escalation training instead of escalating.
And we
training.
Know nationwide the police force has been infiltrated by white nationalism.
Well, I just mentioned that.
I'm just saying, like, there's no reason for us not to start over at this
right.
point.
Right. We should start over. And like I said, we need to take a hard look at biases, at mental health, at IQ. You know, there's caps on IQ to be a policeman. If you're too smart, you can't be a police officer. And that's ridiculous, right? Let's see. The repost of that other guy's page was right on point, MLH. Yeah,
What are the caps for police?
I don't. It's varying from police department to. But why is there a cap average at all? Why not have a genius cop that can understand and analyze and think about things before he acts?
IQ doesn't amount to much. It's just a measure of like someone's ability to.
No. Right.
Do IQ test, really.
No, I agree, but look, the point is the same, Eric. The smarter the person, the better they are able to deduce and rationalize. Would you agree with that, Eric?
I think the only reason the IQ really exists is to put people into certain like ranges of intelligence.
Okay. Would you agree?
Because there is different types of intelligence.
Would you agree that smarter people might be needed on that job, Eric?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the point I'm trying to make. It had nothing to do with IQ. I'm going to put up on the screen here what Scotoma is referring to. Hold on, let me reposition this. Okay, this was a post by Orange Man Audits. He said, you get paid with tax dollars to protect us. He's talking about the police here, right? Which you're not legally required to do because, and that's another thing that needs to change. The requirement for, we need our police to be better legally, right? Do away with qualified immunity, which Colorado has done, but I think federally that needs to be like yesterday. I also think we need to attach any lawsuits to their pensions. So that might make them think twice about doing wrong things. When you mess up, we have to pay for that too. Yes, you pay taxes, but your taxes come from ours. You're not criminally responsible for your mistakes. There's IQ limits at police departments worldwide, and police households in the United States have four times the country's average domestic abuse reports. The only thing about this is I would like to see the actual statistics from studies. But I have seen these studies before, so it's either on point or near four times. Your job isn't in the top 10 most dangerous jobs in any country, and you can retire at 45 with a higher pension than a judge or mayor with double the tenure. You kill on average 3 Americans a day. You use tanks to hunt crackheads. You get paid while suspended for negligence and get to keep all retirement benefits even if you go to prison for life. That badge on your chest might not say Uvalde, but I guarantee you can't say aloud what they did wrong. You're a coward, and now everyone knows you're a coward. I couldn't agree with this. I had to put it on my other page. I couldn't agree with it more. I'm just saying, this is right on point with most of what I just said, and it's very poignant. So let's move on to the last thing, and I know we didn't have a lot of time to talk about it today, and we might have to bleed it into next week. Free for all, gun control.
Okay, I brought up here's where you might. Okay, go ahead, but I think you're going to be surprised where I stand.
Okay, I'm a believer in the Second Amendment. All right, so I don't want to take away people's guns, right? Mm-hmm. But I want to pull up. Let me say too,
like the people who think their guns are going to get taken away, you've been brainwashed.
I agree
with
that.
That's not what is going to happen.
I agree.
Nobody is going to come to your house and take your guns away.
Right. But let me...
Remember, we outlawed assault rifles before. Did anybody come to your home and take your guns away then?
Right. Huh? Right. So here's what the Second Amendment says, right? This is for all... the Second Amendment, and I'm a Second Amendment guy. You guys know this. I'm a believer in people being able to buy guns, but I think there is...
That's not what it's for, though.
I agree, and Eric, and I'm going over that now. It says, Amendment 2, this is the Second Amendment, and this was ratified December 15, 1791, a well-regulated militia. Let me repeat that. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, right? But what people misconstrue about the Second Amendment is that third word, regulated. Okay? I am in full agreement that we all should be have the ability to carry a gun. But I do not believe that we all should just willy-nilly, once we turn 18, have the ability to get an AR-15. What do I need an AR-15 for, other than to kill multiple people, right? I've had veterans say this to me. This is not just me saying this here. A well-regulated militia. Our founding fathers knew what they were writing into the Second Amendment. All right. Also, the Second Amendment, did you see that, was ratified December 15th, 1791. The year now is 2022. It's time for a change. We have to change things. I personally don't want to take anybody's guns away, right? Because I'm a believer in the Second Amendment.
People that treat the Constitution as sacrosanct just are beyond me.
Right.
Yeah.
But
since the Constitution has been changed numerous times.
Yes, it has.
It's completely absurd that anybody treats it like it's like the Constitution is this grand thing that's never been.
It is, but
we all need to worship it. When it has been changed several times.
It has been. It has been. And that's the problem here. When this amendment
in Ohio that was running on being a constitutionalist conservative, I was like, yeah, fuck off right now.
Yeah, exactly.
I believe in the second
more full of shit than most anybody.
Right. Look, I actually believe in the Constitution, guys, but you guys are right. It was meant to be changed. All right. This hasn't been changed since 1791. It's time for a change, right? When this Second Amendment was put into the Constitution, they were firing muskets. I'm sure if the founding fathers could be transported to today, or we could go back in time and explain to them exactly what an AR-15 was and what it's capable of, they would have put in the necessary measures to make sure that it was regulated. All right? That's why it says a well-regulated militia here. And look, I've talked to plenty of veterans that are Second Amendment people that believe that it should be changed to include a well-regulated militia. And that we all should have the right to guns, but maybe not any and all guns, right?
Okay, and that's where I agree with you, but I think my point of view is going to differ from most anybody's. If you look at the type of gun that does the most damage to the American people, to people in general, what type of gun is it?
Handgun.
Yeah, the pistols, the handguns. It's not the rifles. It's not the assault rifles. I think banning assault rifles isn't going to accomplish anything. I think the gun that needs to be banned is the handgun.
Yeah, well, I mean,
I think if you really want to stop mass killing, if you want to stop the murder in this country, we're going to have to get rid of the pistols.
Hold on,
the handguns.
Break
those
them.
Are the deadly weapons.
What if I told you?
Let people keep rifles. If you want a machine gun, I don't fucking care.
What if I told you?
At least you'll probably use it for hunting.
What if I told you, Breakman? What if I told you that the past 15 mass shootings were done with AR-15s?
Right, and they were also done by people who just went out and bought it, like, legally.
Yes, yes.
They shouldn't have had access to buy those guns.
Yeah, you made a very good point when the average age was, like, 18, Breakman. Mm-hmm. That's the average age.
Yeah, it needs a change, like we said. We definitely think that should be turned to 21. Let me see. In 2020, handguns were involved in 59% of the 13,620 U.S. gun murders.
Yes.
That doesn't include negligence. And that doesn't include suicide.
And it definitely doesn't include.
The handgun is the number one killer. Yes. Or number one use. It's not, the handgun is the number one tool for suicide.
Right. But what that doesn't include is mass shootings. If you were to look up the mass shootings, the AR-15s are the problem.
Right. Well, okay. I get that. And that's with access.
No, Jamie's right, too. He says you want to write more laws. The criminals don't follow the laws.
It's not about stopping criminals from
right.
following the law, because they're going to break the law anyways. That's why they're criminals.
None of the people that committed mass shootings work
for breaking the laws after they've broken them.
Right. So I've already
committed these mass shootings.
That will be the deterrent.
Legally bought their guns. They were not criminals. None of them were being investigated for anything.
I've talked to hunters about this issue too, about AR-15s and stuff like that, and a lot of them, they don't go out and out say it, but they say, look, if somebody's going to shoot deer, I live in Colorado, one of the number one places for hunting. In the entire United States, you got Alaska, you got Montana, Wyoming, Colorado's up there with all of them, right? Our mountains are beautiful. Yeah. We have places to hunt.
I got a question for somebody. He said all these laws do is punish law-abiding citizens. How? How are they punishing you?
Well,
because you got to wait a couple days for a gun to get there through the mail or something, because you have to pass a background check or something. That's not being punished. You have to get a license to fucking drive your car.
I have to get a license to fish here.
Yeah.
So.
Those are not being punishment. Those are to keep the guns out of the people's wrong hands.
Look.
But people don't want to do that.
I've already
complained that the guns get into the wrong hands.
I've already said.
Complained that the criminals get them. By the way, most criminals get their guns from people who bought their guns legally. Just saying.
My idea is, Let's work on the mental health and see how that works. I'm sure that'll take care of a good chunk. Yep. It's not gonna. I would venture to say
it would help the suicide rate.
Definitely, and I also think it would help with mass shootings too. If we could just address that, maybe we wouldn't even have this Second Amendment talk. You see what I'm saying? Maybe if the police would do their fucking job, we wouldn't have this. Second Amendment.
I don't think so, because other countries, like they're most other countries aren't as big on mental health as America is. I mean, are just as bad on American as mental health as America is. No other countries have the mass shootings that America has.
No, I agree with that.
Gun access. I don't see any other argument.
Here's what I'm saying, Blake.
If the people don't have access to guns, they can't shoot people.
Here's what I'm saying, Blake. We have to try.
Like I said, we've said many times, Second Amendment, I'm not, approve of it.
I don't.
I'm not trying to ban guns. I'm not trying to take anybody's guns away.
Scotoma says
them.
They already
unless,
do.
You know, no. Somebody who,
look.
I should say there are people right now who probably shouldn't own guns.
Look, Scotoma says they already do background checks. I don't care about background checks. The background checks that are done by the gun. The people that sell guns is a fucking joke. And you know it, Scotoma. You know it. I'm talking about a full-on mental health check. Like a mental evaluation, right? And there has to be standards, right? Do you honestly want somebody with mental health issues to own a gun? I know I don't. Most of these kids that go into these places that shoot them up would probably not pass a mental health evaluation. They have problems. We need these things fixed. Why did it go from guns to abortions? I don't know what you guys are talking about in chat.
Are having your own conversation.
I guess you guys are having your own.
They've been arguing about. I've been trying to get them to stop arguing. Like
no, look. There's going to be.
I get it. Like I just don't want it. I'm okay with disagreements. I thought it was starting to get a little heated, and I just wanted to like
no,
calm
look,
down.
This is
like,
look.
Disagree,
it's we're having ideas here, and it's good to have people on opposing points of view on everything. But here's what I'm saying, and Scotoma, you're right. I think it mostly has to do with mental health. Let's do mental health evaluations, not background checks. You could do a background check on somebody psychosis.
I don't disagree that we need to do more mental health, but look around the rest of the world. Rest of the world ignores mental health too, and they're not having the same.
But
issues.
They don't have the crisis like
we have.
They don't have
access to guns. Like
well,
we
I agree, Breakman, and that's why we did this in three separate prongs. Right, we went through three separate things, but the first line of defense is mental health. Let's start there. Let's just start there. And see what happens.
I think that's the long way of doing it.
Does our government ever do anything that's not incremental, Breakman? I agree with you.
Nowadays, they don't do anything.
Right. Let's do all three.
We at least get back to that.
We at least need incremental. We're not even getting that now, Frank.
Well, I agree with you 100%. Our government fucking sucks and can never do anything. But I agree with you, Brakeman. Let's do all three. Let's try all three and see how it works out. You know, I don't want to take anybody. If you have a gun right now, Skodima, if you have an arsenal, keep it. But I think preventing certain individuals from getting them, like a freshly minted 18-year-old, oof. And then the argument is, well, if we can send them to war and they can shoot guns, why can't they buy a gun here? Well, how about we raise the age to go to war to 21? That might be a thing. Let's not send our kids to war that early. Is that maybe take 3 years of training before you go? You can enlist in the army at 18, but maybe have 3 years of training before you go to active duty. Maybe that might be a thought. I don't know. You know, I'm just throwing an idea.
Like kids, like 21 should be the date. Like I've said this so many times, if you can't drink till you're 21, you shouldn't be able to fucking shoot a gun.
Right. All right,
you shouldn't be sent to war to die. Like,
we've got more to talk about for sure. We're just scratching the surface. We're gonna continue. I'm not anti-gun at all. I want to let everybody know that I'm a big.
Like I was saying in chat, I don't want people to think guns are the most evil thing ever. Most people I know around here. This is Ohio. Most people I know own a gun. Like they just.
Well, if
most people I know some in Ohio are hunters.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to. I don't want to go into detail. But,
I don't own a gun, but I actually have been thinking about getting a Magnum, like a 357. You know, I love that gun. I love shooting it. I've shot them before and stuff, and I thought it would be cool to be able to go to a range. I'm a really good shot, by the way. I'm kind of a natural at it. So, but I don't even own a gun. You know, it's weird. You would think I'm a big Second Amendment guy, but I don't own a gun.
How many times did you watch those Clint Eastwood movies as a kid, Frank?
How dare you, Brakeman? How dare you?
You said Get Dirty Harry on Rewind, didn't you?
Frank is so old, he's probably one of the extras in the Clint Eastwood movies.
I actually do like those movies, man. How dare you, Eric? You're exiled, you son of a bitch. I heard that comment. You son of a bitch. All right. We're going to continue this on to next week. We're running long this week, so let's do our plugs. Brakeman, plug away, please.
You can follow me at RP Grinders on Twitter, and that's it. Because I got suspended. One of the things I was doing that might have got me in trouble was during the, the spreading of the election lies. Maybe some of us were spreading lies that were countering that. maybe stuff like that might.
Did you get your account back, Brake?
I don't know. I've never tried.
You should. You should try to get your Brakeman account back. That'd be awesome, man. The return of Brake. Return of the Brake. Return of the Brake. All right.
Maybe this is why people aren't giving Brakeman questions, because they keep looking for the Brakeman.
I know. Account. Maybe they keep looking for Brakeman and not RP Grinders. Send your questions to RP Grinders, damn it. All right. Anything else, Brakeman?
I'll have Ask Grinders instead.
Yeah. All right, Eric.
I'm looking to see if my account, I can get it back.
Right. Eric, please, plugs.
I didn't do any reviews this week because I've been bushed every day after work most of the time. I just didn't feel like doing anything. And I didn't have a whole lot of time today. But I have written reviews on BostonBashBrigade.com, and then there's the audio reviews on our feed.
Yeah, go to the Podbean feed. And you guys can catch his exclusive audio reviews, which is awesome. And they can find your Patreon if they want to support you on your Twitter, right, Eric?
Yeah, at EricRPG.
At EricRPG. Just look in his profile and throw him a dollar, as little as a dollar. If you have 5 or 10 or 20, then throw him that, because that would really help.
He can even be a one-time thing if you want.
Yeah. So, all right, Eric, anything else?
Stay safe, continue to wear a mask, wash your hands and face, and
yeah. I'm past the mask thing, Eric. I know I differ from you guys, but like if the CDC is telling you guys that everybody
for indoors locations.
Yeah, well,
places like Walmart, I'll wear a mask.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm
gonna stay with it too.
I am not because if I'm gonna, I mean, if the CDC
check
is
your email. Okay, I'll do that. Also, I'm trying to get my account back. But
also, the rapid COVID tests are you can get 8 more.
Yeah. The CDC has said we're all going to catch COVID by the end of the year. So what are we doing here? You can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches. You can follow me on all of the systems, RP Grinders, whether it be PlayStation, Xbox, or Nintendo Switch.
Also, if you're keeping up with your booster's probably set to expire soon. So you might want to book another appointment for a shot.
Yeah. All right. What else do I got to plug? Stranger Things, it's great. Watch it. And then I can't wait for the second part to come out so we can all review in tandem, I'm guessing. But other than that, have a great weekend. Stay safe. Look at my other channel, Mexican Longhair, if you want to see more about what I'm talking about with cops. And you're just genuinely curious how I handle situations. Sometimes... it gets a little heated, especially when it comes to homeless sweeps. Jamie knows. He's seen my work on the other channel, and obviously he likes what I do on that channel. So, all right. Is there anything anything else?
Correct. Your account is permanently suspended.
Why? Why?
After careful review, we've determined your account broke the Twitter rules.
Oh, God.
Your account is permanently in read-only mode, which means you can't tweet, retweet, or like content.
Damn it. Ouch. You need to come out with the Breakman 2 one. Break.
There was an attempt to log on to your... Oh, no, that's just today. Yeah, that's funny.
Why don't they have an appeals board for unbanning an account?
Well, yeah. I could try the Trump way and sue him. He was in court like he did.
Well, you kind of know you broke the rules, break.
Yeah, so, like, you know, I get it. Like, I knew what I was doing at the time. Like, it was just, yeah, I saw people not getting punished, and, you know, I was angry and
bitter. All right, that's all.
I knew I was breaking the rules, so I've never complained about being, punished by them.
Right. Okay, I think that's all I got. You know, stay safe out there. Smoke more weed. Be kind to each other. What else can I say? Take care of yourself and others, you know, like the Jerry Springer thing. But it's pretty poignant. And you guys have anything else?
No, I'm going to see if I can beg him. Can I have my Twitter?
But I don't think begging works. Maybe if you blew the right person, though.
How to
right.
unsuspend your account? Let's see here. If you think your account was mistakenly, nope, it deserved it.
All right.
How can I get you guys to forgive me? Can I get a second chance?
Right. All right.
Call yourself Breakman 2.
Yeah. Do Breakman 2, man.
Totally not Breakman.
Yeah. All right. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out. Later, everybody.
I was hacked.
Yeah, there you go. You were-